The Global Alliance is excited to focus on veterans' issues through a series of podcasts. Today, we will be discussing the mental health needs of student veterans in academic settings, presented by Jerry Gorman, Patrick O'Carroll, and Chris O'Brien from the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Nursing.
Hi, my name is Jerry Gorman. I am a clinical associate professor in the College of Nursing. I have been here since 2002, so I've really been able to observe the changing needs of students who are coming into our college with a military background. And certainly what we're seeing today is very different from what we were seeing around 2008, 2010, where people were entering with needs that were much more acute and kind of overwhelming both the resources available on campus through our counseling center and to some extent the resources available across the street from us at the Jesse Brown VA hospital. What I've seen in the last few years is that there has been less visible acute needs among the students who have a military background. But I have also observed that in some cases, some of the issues are surfacing later. Like it seems to be 4 to 5 years out, seems to be a pretty standard time for a lot of these issues to arise. And so we've tried a lot of different approaches within the university and the College of Nursing to try to meet these needs. But it continues to be an ongoing challenge as these wars continue on and show no sign of ending anytime soon. So I'd like to introduce the two students who are with me today, who both have experiences within the military. We have Patrick O'Carroll and Chris O'Brien. And they will explain a little bit about their military service and also the academic program that they're in here in the College of Nursing.
Hi there. So my name is Patrick O'Carroll. I have been in the U.S. Army Reserve since 2013. And right now I am a medic, LPN, in a combat support hospital. So a nurse in basically a hospital in tents. And I have been at UIC since 2015, taking prereqs to get into the program that I'm in now, which is the Graduate Entry Master's in Nursing program. And I'm done with that at December 14th, which is in a couple weeks now, so very exciting.
Hello, my name is Chris O'Brien. I was an active duty cavalry scout from 2005 to 2010 in the United States Army. I completed 2 tours of duty in that 5-year period. I served in northern Baghdad. When I got out in 2010, I actually entered school at Loyola University here in Chicago and completed a business program for my undergraduate. And then a few years later, in 2016, I did a career change and I entered the Graduate Entry Master's Program in Nursing here at the University of Illinois Chicago College of Nursing. I graduated last year, December 2018, and I am currently in the doctorate nursing practice program here at UIC, specializing in psychiatric and mental health.
Thank you. I was wondering if you could both say a little bit about what you perceive to be the unique mental health needs of students who are actively in active military duty right now, or students who are veterans. What have you observed, and what have you seen as being helpful as well as missing within the academic environment?
So this is Patrick. I would say that probably as a rule, there is a wide variability in the mental health needs of students who are, you know, either in active military or have a military background. And that's partly because there are just so many roles you can fill in the military. And so everyone's going to have a different experience. So I have not deployed, Chris has. And so we have a different kind of experience with the military and also just your role. So, you know, I'm not in a combat arms position and Chris was. And so we're going to have very kind of different experiences with the military and our relationship to it. So, but I think they definitely can, compound on each other. So you can have normal stress you'd have as a student, and you're going to put that on top of stress or issues you might have from your military service or your ongoing, you know, military commitments as you go along.
I agree, Patrick. The nuances between all the various roles that there are in the military can lead to different aspects on how a mental health issue or problem could arise in someone, and that's going to affect everyone differently. So what services someone needs, especially in an academic setting, could vary. It could be as far, not I want to say it's easy, but it could be like, be more direct, like just self-help. Okay, let's get some, you know, whether it's meditation or yoga or just simple things to help them control down some of their anxiety and stress, or do they need more support where they're in group therapy, talking with other, maybe not veterans, but maybe other PTSD survivors, whether it's first responder, you know, someone that can relate to them, that is on their level. It doesn't necessarily have to be a veteran, but can share some of that experience that someone might need some of that more intense help, like Patrick was saying. So here at the universities or schools, I think the biggest thing that the schools can do is make sure that they're making their self known to veterans, like, hey, we have a Veterans Affairs representative here on the campus, and letting those students who are veterans know right away that they're there and they're there to support them and let them know what resources are available to them. If there's a lot of things for veterans when they're getting out of the military, they're taking a lot of change. And so aside from what Patrick was saying, all the things that they were dealing with in the military, and now you're throwing them into a university and enrolling in school and these new social scenes, and just very different. So letting them know what they have available to them is huge. And it cuts down the work and the anxiety that it might cause one when they're trying to figure all this out. So I think if the schools can make it a point that they are being active in finding out who their veteran students are and making sure that they're contacting them, is huge.
And I'm not sure how effective we are at doing that here within the College of Nursing. It becomes known to us usually in the course of the program if our students have a military background, but I don't know that that's something that we ask about early on. And it might be helpful, because certainly one of the things that we've seen change over the years within the academic setting is that more and more of our graduate curriculum is online, and so we're not bringing students together in the same way as we used to. So if that can pose a challenge for people who are struggling to find community to help support them through the stress, whether it's with a military background or not. A few years ago, we applied for a grant to work with our veteran students using the arts as a way to build community and to help cope with the stress. And that was very effective. It was not a therapeutic milieu because none of us have the background for it, but it brought student veterans together in a specific way with no pressure to reveal anything more than what they wanted to talk about and express through an arts-based curriculum. Unfortunately, that ended when the grant ended, and we have not replaced that. But it was a small sample, but it was a very telling sample in that the six veterans that we had in that workshop bonded very strongly and seemed to get a lot out of it. It culminated in a show that we, in an exhibit that was hosted at the Art Institute. But after it ended, they really scattered. And one of them dropped out of our program, another one finished and moved to another city, and three of them just sort of disappeared. And again, it's not, you know, you can't generalize from such a small sample, but I often wish that we had something that was more tailored directly to our student veterans to bring them together in a way that was more community building. I don't know if that seems like anything that would be helpful in your experience. But, and again, I think that the other difference that we're seeing now is that there is just a lot less attention paid to the wars because they have dragged on for so long that a lot of the students who are in the college now have grown up with war as a background and don't even question it in the same way that we did 10 years ago.
I agree, Jerry. And having the two different experiences between just two different universities, and the first one being the university that I went to right after I returned home from service, I really can't remember a lot of VA representation or veterans representation or anyone reaching out to me from the university that I attended prior to UIC. But I leaned heavily on the VA at that point. But like when we attended here, I think the Veterans Affairs representative here was very, very active as far as reaching out and finding veterans, and he does send out emails. So there's contact there, but I think what you're saying about that community aspect, at least from my point of view as a veteran, I think I was needing that a lot. So I think, I don't know, all veterans would say that, but that's there's a bond there with those veterans. So I think just getting that, like I said, it doesn't have to be veterans, but first responders or anyone that has can share some of those emotions, just getting them in a group is helpful, and it doesn't have to be led by a trained professional or therapeutic. They can usually, they're good in those situations. If you get a group of, you know, people in the room that kind of share some sort of backgrounds, they're very good at kind of taking the ball on their own, and sometimes just getting them that connection because they don't know how to reach out or meet each other. So if the schools can take that point and know who their veterans students that are coming and make sure that they're being proactive to reach out to them, I think would be a huge for any university to do. Make sure they have a strong representative and that they're very proactive. Don't wait for the student veteran to come to you. They have a lot going on. So make sure that they're, you know, where the university is reaching out to them, I think is huge.
And I would say with my experience in the reserve, so I am still like in contact with the military. And so I think in a lot of aspects, it's easier for them to get resources to me because we will show up, you know, 1 week in a month at like a location. And so like the last drill we had, they had a psychiatric nurse and some behavioral techs who came in and did like a class and were there for like consultation. And then we also have the chaplain, and they'll also put out like resources like the Veteran Crisis Hotline. So I think, you know, my experience is a little bit easier there because I have this kind of constant contact with, you know, representatives of the military.
And I think too, just from our own academic understanding and research and lived experiences, our understanding of the impact of these ongoing military engagements is always evolving. And 8-10 years ago, we talked all the time about PTSD and how to address PTSD. And now that's kind of fading into a longer term understanding of the consequences of moral distress and moral injury and how that presents with different kinds of needs. So I think across the board, we're still struggling to understand the impact of the consequences of what we have done and what we continue to do with this military engagement.
Thank you all so much for sharing your experience and also giving our membership lots of things to think about in terms of next steps and how we can get involved. Thank you all for doing this podcast. We appreciate it greatly.
Thank you.
Thank you.